We came here confident of winning the game. I think goal before half time was real killer. We were well at that stage. It was nip and tuck. It was real killer. Obviously, we went out in the second half hoping to maybe rectify that, and then another sucker punch with Lee Keegan's goal. And I think he's really going for a point, but saying that we probably shouldn't let him in for the shot only. Yeah. But that's hugely disappointing.
Yeah, because it was kind of, you know, you were sussing each other out, and then they pulled away. But you would come back into the game, maybe a bit lucky to be still in it. But at that stage, before the goal, you know, not still in it, but as close. Like, you've been quite happy going in a point down at half time.
I was up there in striking distance, you know, and the goal was really a killer. Probably, you know, we had no shade. Like, it was one of them balls. I mean,
and the boys have been containing them well.
That's probably the only player who could have won that ball. You know, with Neil McGee and Ian McGee both on him, and he managed to turn the second away. So you have to give credit to him really for finishing it off. But the two goals really killed it. You know,
and then you lost Neil as well at the start of the second half.
It was obviously a big psychological blow to lose Neil, and, you know, I suppose give them a bit of lift to see one of them players going off and things like that. Yeah. And, you know, you could say we kept going to the end, but unfortunately, you could probably say the game was over maybe as a contest going into the last 15 minutes, which is disappointing. But at the same time, I mean,
yourself, first half didn't come over the second. Was it a knocker? Was that the plan? You were to go to a half and Martin was to do a half? Or?
No, it was just starting. There's no indication of who was going on. It was just, I suppose, tactical at the time. Probably wanted maybe Martin's good energy in that and going at players, and I wanted to make a switch. So it was unfortunate, obviously, to get the call, but that's how it goes, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, how difficult? I know everybody was saying the five games and all the knocks and all the injuries wasn't a factor, but surely it must have been.
Well, I suppose also championships are real heavy competition in any respect, but I suppose the draw we got this year was the toughest draw I've seen since I've been involved with the county, you know. So to get to the final and, you know, to come so close, one in the final was very, very disappointing and probably took a lot out of the players. But in saying that, we overcame that disappointment well against Galway in the second half last week, and we kind of got the momentum coming into this week. But you know, we've no excuses, you know, we were better on the day. And
you had the situation, you know, where, you know, from what I hear, Neil was struggling, he couldn't maybe take part fully in training. Martin McGinn, he hadn't trained in weeks, you know, there was a lot of that, wasn't there? And you had obviously the doubt about Mayman and Carl as well coming into the game.
Well, I suppose it was from that point of view, especially two players in defence like that, who are so pivotal. Maybe Kerry Knox and unsure of them up until today is probably going to have a little effect, but at the same time, we feel the squad was strong enough to cope with that. But obviously, coming up against a team like Mayo, in fairness, they're a fresher team, and they're ruthless when they're going around the goals at those crucial stages, like for those two goals. So that's what really probably put the tin hat on for us.
So, can look forward to the club championship now?
Aye, that's it. You know, it's a good thing in football, is always another game, but thankfully, it's 2 weeks away, so we've had time to recover for it.
And is it too early to be talking about next year?
Just time for reflection now, really. And once the club championship's over and we get a bit of a break or whatever, you kind of maybe reflect that a bit deeper on things and see where we all stand.
It's very disappointing, Tom. You know, we firmly believed coming up today, you know, that we'd the measure off Mayo, and just we'd, you know, play out our game plan the way we'd rehearsed it last weekend, that we would you know, come out on top. But we'd have to look at the two killer scores, like the one before half time and just the one after half time. You know, Lee Keegan, I suppose he was probably going for a point, but that's the luck you get in the day, and just wasn't with us today. And listen, you know, all fair credit to Mayo, you know, they're on the day, they're by far the better team, and you know, we wish them the best luck, but you know, for ourselves, it's just very disappointing to take.
You were in a great position, not in a great position, but you were in a good position coming up to half time, having been two or three points down, had clawed your way back into the game, and then that killer blow, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, I think we broke down the middle of their defence just before, and I think we might have had a chance for a goal, and their keeper picked it off the ground. We tapped the ball over the bar, and we're pointing. You know, we're saying, yeah, we're going on 1 point down. You know, even though not having played that well, and we're not in a bad position. All we need to do is, you know, lift the game, and that sucker punch, you know, just you know,
before. And especially if you had been contained well up to that. Like,
we're trying to do our best, and you know, probably when you come down to it, probably he pushed me aside very easily. He got the ball off Neil, and just, you know, he finished it well. So it was just. It was hard to take, but you know, Even in the dressing room, it wasn't all doom and gloom. You know, we still thought we had to measure them. You know, we were playing well. They were coming up. They were kicking a lot of stupid ball away, and they were, you know, kicking bad wides. And we says, you know, boys, we just need to either, you know, get a few scores, get a goal, get back in the game, and you know, anything can happen. But you know, it's like a boxing match. You get a shot one way, and then you just get a double knockout.
And then you lost Neil McGee as well, then.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, Neil. I think somebody said he's away to the hospital with a punctured lung or something like that. So hopefully he's all right. But yeah, massive blow. You know, to lose him in any match. But you know, it was going to take a massive effort at that stage of the game to get back into, you know, with or without Neil McGee.
I know, Mark. Most people were saying that, you know, all the players that spoke, Rory, you know, that the five games wasn't a problem. The five games may not have been a problem, but it was the injuries, the knocks you picked up in that stage. You know, it obviously had an effect.
Yeah, listen, but I wouldn't agree with that. Like in that sense, if people say we're tired, we're fresh going into today's game that we were probably going on, you know, 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I wouldn't agree with that. You know, the mental attitude of probably losing the Ulster final didn't help. And even though we got back up, you know, on the horse against Galway, it was going to be a big ask. But we were in a great position because we were being written off by everybody during the week. And you know, when Donegal usually seem to be written off, that's when they perform. But our luck just wasn't along with us today. And you know, you have to put it, you know, down to the two goals that we give away. If we didn't give away them, we'll be standing talking about something else.
How painful was the last quarter?
Yeah, it was tough. Like it was hard. You know, you just had to keep the head down and just keep going to that, you know, seconds, you know, it was turning into minutes maybe, but it was hard. Like, and it probably brought us back a wee bit, maybe 2013 when the same thing was happening. But you know, as I said, you have to give credit to Mayo. You know, they're there every single year, you know, producing the goods, and you know, they deserve that wee bit of luck maybe to one for themselves. But they have two massive games, but you know, fair credit to them. They're a better team of the day, and you know, we have to reflect on it, look back on it whenever we regroup, and you know, go back to play for our clubs now, and you know, enjoy that. But next year we just have to look forward again to another year and see what we can do to get up to Mayo's level.